This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Economics and politics are closely linked, as events at the national level last week reminded us. It's also true within California. A new study being released today finds that the defeat of Proposition 8 and the resultant resumption of same-sex marriages in our state would provide a boost to Sonoma County's economy.
Total business revenue that should be coming for Sonoma County businesses should be somewhere between 40 and 80 million. There should be about $2.4 to $5 million of new taxes from the Sonoma County economy, and there should be between 430 and 860 jobs created.
Economics professor Rob Eiler, the director of the Center for Regional Economic Analysis at Sonoma State University, says those figures are based on spending $9,000 to $20,000 per wedding, including all the travel, recreation, tourism, and lodging expenses of all the guests in the wedding party. $40 to $80 million a year is a large number, but Eiler says it didn't surprise him.
I know that people do spend a lot of money for weddings in this county. My first wedding was over $30,000, but that was 11 years ago, so the numbers didn't surprise me whatsoever.
Regardless of how one feels about the gay marriage issue, Eiler says, the economics he examined follow the basic laws of supply and demand.
If Proposition 8 fails, then there will be an increase in demand for wedding and tourism services in Sonoma County. It's a natural occurrence if there is a change in the demand for any product or service. You suddenly are allowing another subset of the population to demand those services.
The study was commissioned by the Horizons Foundation in San Francisco. Another sort of local economic study is on the agenda of the Petaluma City Council tonight when they take up a measure that would require conducting a Community Impact Report, or CIR, on any new retail or commercial project larger than 25,000 square feet.
It is a report that assesses all the costs and the benefits of any proposed large retailer. So on one hand, it would look at revenue that would be coming in from sales tax. On the other hand, it would look at the impact on local businesses, the wages and benefits that will be provided to workers. It would assess other community impacts like the need for police and fire or even human services like child care.
Marty Bennett is part of the Living Wage Coalition that has been advocating for the community impact reports in Petaluma for almost 2 years. Unlike environmental impact reports, which are mandatory and often include required mitigation measures to offset the impacts they identify, Bennett notes that CIRs do not include any enforcement provisions.
It does not mandate anything. It is just information. The CIR would help policymakers assess the costs and benefits of a given project.
Especially, Bennett says, by providing a comprehensive picture of the effects that can ripple out into the community.
We want to make sure that there's going to be a minimal impact on existing small businesses and that these are truly going to be good jobs with benefits so that costs such as healthcare costs are not put off to the county clinics or emergency medical room.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.